Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So it's a very busy business day, isn't it? So much happening, so much going on. You come in the morning and you talk to your sales force and you go, wow, look at the contracts they brought me. It's fantastic. They did the right prospecting. They did the right selling. We quoted it. Looks like we quoted it right. And I am excited. And we run the project. We do the project, whatever it happens to be. And guess what? At the end of the project, we find out that we didn't make any money. Well, how could that happen? Everything seemed to be right. It was the right customer. It was the right product or service. It was the right quote. But yet, when we looked at all of our costs, we lost money. How is that possible? Well, there are two things that you need to consider in any project. Two reasons why a business project fails. The first one is really important, and that is you, your company, the project manager, the salespeople, whoever is responsible, did not plan well enough. You got the work. It was good work. But there really wasn't enough thought of how we're going to accomplish this. How are we going to get it done? We are now locked into a price. This is the price that we quoted. We have to deliver on that price. We're not going to get any more money. Have we thought long and hard about how this project is going to go off? Who are the right people to put on the project? How do we mobilize? If we're in construction, how do we have the right tools there? If it's software, how do we have the right software engineer working on it? What's it really going to take? Most business people never, ever plan or think about it. They just dive right in. And there's a lot of confusion. The coworkers, the employees, don't know exactly what's expected of them. They don't know the time frames. They don't know the restraints that they have. And because we did not sit down and plan the project, well, it takes more hours than we thought it would. There are more expenses. Possibly we needed to rent some equipment to get it done. We didn't price out whatever we had to buy to do this project. We didn't shop it. Whatever the reason, the number one reason projects fail is lack of planning. So anytime that you get into a project or a sale, think about what are we going to do to make this work? What's the best options that we have? And if you do that and if you spend some time planning, you'll find out when you get to the end and you close out the job, you will be happy because there'll be a profit. The second reason that people fail, that businesses fail in doing projects, is people. We put the wrong people on the job. They didn't have the skills. They didn't have the understanding. Maybe we didn't have the project management for them. And maybe there wasn't the plan that they could refer to so they could understand exactly what the parameters were to get the job done. The right people on the job with the right skills and the right understanding of the constraints that we have in the time frame will also make the project very successful. If we just sell it and plan it and walk away and just say, go do it, and there's no project manager, there's no person looking over it and making sure that we're meeting our mark, we're meeting our target, it's going to fall apart. Someone has to be in charge. Someone has to be responsible. Someone has to be there to lead the people doing the job. So, planning, right people, right place, not just selling it and walking away from it, project management, looking at it along the way, we're 25% done, are we on target? We're 50% done, are we on target? We're 75% done, we're behind. Why are we behind? We have to look at it. We have to make adjustments. We have to make sure that we're going to get it done. We're going to be done on time. And why do we want it done on time? We want it done on time because we want to make a profit. But you know what else we want? We want to be invited back to do another project. If we meet the needs of the customer, if we bring projects in on budget, on time, if we have a good working relationship with the people that we are, that has hired us, and the people that are working there, and everyone is getting along, wow, easier to sell the next project. So, as the leader of the business, there are many things that you have to think about. You've heard me say over and over again, leaders lead. Let me just throw in one more time, leaders lead and leaders plan. And that is the key to success. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.